Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
All right, and good morning, and it's time for our Tradio program for this Wednesday. I'm Tom Abbott, joined by Joe Bertignoli. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Tom.
And we also have Isaiah Bowen Carlin in the studio. Good morning, Isaiah.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Isaiah.
Isaiah's been on the radio a few times this week, and we'll talk with Isaiah here in a moment as well. But first, we do have a caller waiting, so we don't want you to have to wait forever. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi, this is Erin from Petersburg Public Health, and I was calling because we're going to be dropping off a wooden, it's taken apart, bookcase, and it's quite large. It used to be at the older public health center when it was down in the main hospital building, and we just don't have space for it here at the new location, so we're going to be dropping that off outside the old public health center, and we're going to leave it there for a week. If nobody picks it up, then we'll take it up to the burn pile. But it's in great condition, and it's one that you can customize and move shelves up and down, and it's quite large as far as it can. It took up the whole length of the wall in the health center when it was up there. I don't know the exact dimensions, but it's customizable, and people, and it's solid heavy wood.
Erin, was that the one? Was it like a blue color or?
No, it's like an oak color.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And we're going to be moving that today from our storage unit. It's been out of the storage unit since we moved to the outside the public health center to make it easier for people to access it if they would like it.
Okay.
And it's free. There's no charge. We just hope that somebody can use it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Customizable, kind of like vertical and horizontal, the way the shelving goes?
Yep. Okay. Exactly. It's kind of, it's probably from the 80s or 90s, and it's got the little, like, where you put the little metal pieces to make the shelves go up or down. They're like little tabby things. I don't know how else to describe it. You can pick where you want the heights of everything to be.
That's good, Erin. I've never heard them called tabby things.
Yeah, very technical term there.
Brackets.
Brackets. There
Hold
we go.
The old health center, though, that's down in the Petersburg Medical Center below the
Fram Street side of the building.
Yeah,
the
Fram Street parking lot side. Yeah.
Yep, next to the visiting physician's office.
Yeah.
So how are the new digs?
They're wonderful. Yeah, definitely. If people are interested, they are welcome to swing by. We're going to be eventually doing an open house once we're all unpacked and everything is put away. They're wonderful, yes. We feel very lucky to be up here. Much more space, but just not quite the space we need for that bookcase.
So. Sure, right.
Yeah. For those that don't know, where is the new location?
We are up at 104 Wellness Drive, which is about halfway between A Street and 12th Street off of Haugen Drive.
Yep, in
the new work building,
on the second floor.
Yeah, second floor, you can go up the stairs or elevator, and we're the second door to the left.
All right, good. So since we left, we like trivia around here, trivia questions and such. Work is spelled W-E-R-C, correct?
Yes.
And what's it stand for?
Wellness Education Resource Center, I believe.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
So was that a trivia question today, Tom?
No, it's next week.
Darn.
So are you going to ask the spelling, though? See, I
how do you spell work?
Yeah, how do you spell work? Or you're not going to get a lot of people like
exactly.
That. All right,
thank you, Erin.
Well, thank you. Have a nice rest of your day.
All right, you too. And next caller on line two. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Yeah, good morning. This is Stan.
Hey, Stan.
907-772-3139. I have a Toyo stove for sale. It's not new, but I got it. It hadn't been used much, and I had Apex go through it and check it out, and I'd like $200 for it.
Okay. What size is that Toyo, Stan? I know they go by numbers. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the next size below the big one. Okay.
I think there's only two sizes. I think that big one and then the kind of it's a medium, the 1200 or 2200.
Yeah, I didn't even think to look. It's down in the basement. Okay. I've had it put away for several years. I bought it just in case my other one corked off, and it hasn't corked off yet. So,
okay.
Yeah, but I had Apex go through it and replace anything and tune it up.
Okay, good.
So I'd like $200 for it. That's not even half what I got into it.
The
checkup and everything.
That's a deal. Okay, 7723139. Got it, Stan.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Stan.
Bye.
All right, bye. All right, phone lines are open. If you're looking to buy, sell, trade, or have an announcement about an event coming up, we will put you on the air. And it's 907-772-3808. We've got Isaiah in the studio here. Isaiah has just started here at KFSK this week, but you've been involved with KFSK for a few years now.
Yeah, I've done a few volunteer music shows, which have been great. Yeah. And, you know, I guess I like the sound of my own voice enough to come on. So, and I hope you guys do, too.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm here, too. Nobody listens to me anywhere else, but I get to speak freely here.
I know. Everyone gets a soapbox.
Until I get censured.
She's not here.
She's not here.
But anyway, yeah. So you are, so as you've been talking about on the radio, Joe, that I am retiring sometime down the road.
A couple, 2 or 3 years.
it's been in the works. It's been bumpy, as those things happen. And Isaiah is going to come on and help relieve some of the duties around here and getting trained in. And
Good. It'll
be a nice fit here for KFSK. So. You'll be hearing a lot more of Isaiah on the radio. You've got some. So I wanted to. I don't want to put you on the spot, but this piece of audio that we were discussing yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to just tease people a little bit about what this is, whether it ends up on KFSK or not, and most likely it will. I hope because it sounds wonderful. So,
well. The idea, I first learned about this kind of project called Soundscape Ecology, mm-hmm. where people are using soundscapes and recordings of frogs and crickets and all this kind of thing to figure out which species are in an area. And what that eventually turned to is this online repository of sounds and just what the world sounds like around, you know, in people's everyday lives. And, you know, you can do that creatively. You can use that for biology. There's lots of uses.
Right.
And, you know, now that I've started at KFSK, I think it would be an interesting idea to capture some of the sounds of Petersburg and
Right. Bring
them into the studio, put them on air. You know, okay, it's 5:30 in the morning. This is what the harbor sounded like on a random 5:30 in the morning on one day.
And yeah, or like the example I shot out was like, here's the red can with the sea lions barking this morning and the bell ringing.
Yeah, that's a great one.
You know, or what's the, this was a windy, stormy day up on Raven's Roost.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it sounded like. Things like that.
Do you think we really want to listen to what the rain sounds like on the hitting the
cars? Oh, we've done that.
We've done that.
We have recorded that many times. Crab Bait Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Vicnicki was counting the raindrops.
Lots of opportunity for raindrops.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so get used to raindrops.
The sound of rain.
Uh-huh.
It's soothing.
Here's the sound of rain. You name the substance that it is falling on.
Oh, that is a great quiz.
What is it that the rain is hitting in this sound? And then play it.
Yeah. And then the trick question is my head, right?
Yeah, right. Or where was this?
Yeah.
Where did this take place? And then you said, so this website, it can also be incorporated with Google Earth?
Yeah. So the website is called Apori, APOREE. I can't remember whether it's .org or .com. And what they've done is they've gotten all these recordings from people, mostly amateurs, that kind of thing, and then added coordinates to it and put it on a map. And so you can kind of scroll through the world and see, okay, well, this is what it sounded like on August 14th, 2014 at 9 p.m. And there's usually a little bit of metadata, so you can see, oh, this is the recording of a drum solo that someone did.
Right. Or like you, the example you gave me was like a church bell in a church in Rome.
Yeah, and it's integrated with Google Maps. So yeah. I'm not sure if you ever use this functionality. I love it a lot, but it's the Google Street View. And you have this little guy that you can drag and drop and put him in the middle of a road. And then you can see exactly from the Google Street View in a 3D way where the sound was coming from.
Right.
And it's so cool. I mean, I think what's great about audio is, you know, if you think about the way that visual kind of media is recorded, I mean, it can be drawn, it can be painted, you can have photos and film and all that kind of thing. But audio is, to me, a bit more intangible. And I really liked how this website was kind of bringing in this, I don't know, way to explore it in a visual way.
Right. So we can kind of incorporate this into a local thing. Here's our area, you know, here's what it sounds like, you know, down on Wawoodski Island or whatever. And we can, you know, we could actually, aside from just people here at KFSK going out with digital tape decks.
Yeah, we are not, you know, omnipresent.
Right. And so other people can do it. Mm-hmm. Other people can, and then submit and go, here's a sound that I captured and I thought it was just fascinating or whatever, and then share it with KFSK.
Yeah, that'd be great. Or here's a loon call.
We can post them on our website and that sort of thing. Yeah, a loon call. I love the sound of a loon call.
Uh-huh.
I grew up in Minnesota. It's the state bird.
Oh, it is.
It is. It's
the
state bird.
I learned something today.
Do you know what Alaska's is?
Ooh. The puffin.
No.
Oh, it's a seagull.
No, it's the willow ptarmigan.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. I think I heard. Oh, the willow ptarmigan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's, you know, the one that's completely white.
I think I may have known that.
And fun fact, I don't know how I know this, but Alaska's one of the few states where you can actually hunt the state bird.
Ooh. Ah, I did not know that.
Ooh, that's good. It is interesting, yeah. So what's so since I'm from the close to Minnesota, but probably too close, what's Michigan state bird?
The state bird or the Upper Peninsula state bird?
There were one state.
That's a different environment.
It is different, but it's a state bird. We only have one. We're not two states yet. We're not like...
A wood duck.
No. The robin.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so common.
The red-breasted robin, yeah.
Huh. We've got another caller.
Okay.
Thankfully.
caller
on
line... Come on, what you got? Good.
Caller on line one. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Good morning. I have a wood rocker with green pads on it, in very good shape, for $50. And it's 518-4220.
4220. Wood rocker with a padded wood rocker, padded seat, right? And the padded back?
Right.
The back?
Yes, the bottom and the back, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the color of the padding was green?
Green.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And you wanted how much?
$50.
$50. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. This is an event coming up tomorrow evening. If you're interested in becoming a foster or adoptive parent in Alaska, there's a resource family orientation tomorrow evening, and it's online. It's at 7 p.m. It's providing you with information and learning the steps to becoming a resource family. And it's reviewing the application process. You're not getting into the application process. This is just an informational, and it's tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. To pre-register or get more information, call 800-478-7307. That's tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. And again, it's online. Call that toll-free line and get more information. And you can pre-register if you are considering it.
Nice.
So back to our discussion is that as we were talking about, so KFSK going through some changes. I have been here for a while.
You're not going to say how long. 30-some years, let's just say that.
Oh, we'll make that another trivia question.
but
it's been 30...
Some.
35 years.
Ooh, that's some.
And so as I step aside for the transition, we have Isaiah coming on, and we also have Stuart, who lives in Ketchikan, but Stuart is here often, and will be here more often now that I'm going to be taking some time away from the station. And then we've got, of course, the rest of the staff here. We've got a great news department with Taylor Heckart and Olivia. And Olivia's the news director. That's Olivia Rose. And then, of course, we still have Julie Hersey, who is just, the rock of KFSK. And she is coming back here in 2 weeks. And Hannah is leaving us in 2 weeks, our summer intern. And Hannah is hosting Street Beat this afternoon. So that's going to be a lot of fun to listen to Hannah. She is going to... I see she's got vinyl set up.
So, oh, wow.
So I'm going to be showing her how to play vinyl. She also learned how to run a typewriter here. So you learn a lot of things in your internship here at KFSK. How to...
What is that?
What is that? That's a typewriter. But
okay.
We do have another caller, okay. So let's get back to our callers. That's why we're here. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Yes, good morning, guys. This is Diane Marsh.
Good morning, okay. Diane.
I still have some rope and stuff on the end of my road at 804 Joa, and I also have a oak fake fireplace. It has the fake logs and the fake brick that go in front that I would like to give away also. It makes real nice ambience in a room.
Okay.
But I just don't have the room for it anymore.
And that's a giveaway as well, Diane?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. So okay. It's at 804 Joa.
Okay.
Alrighty.
You said last week that it was, you were going to get rid of it. You had to get there. Nobody showed up last week. We need somebody to get this fishing line. Somebody can put it to use.
Good. Well, it'd make great swings, too. They could take it out and... Yeah, take it out and hang it in some trees where nobody knows where it's at, and just take the kids out there and swing and have a good time.
Yeah. A lot of people drag it, use it for hauling wood out of the logs, and stuff like that. So, it comes in handy.
Yep, because I also have car chains, too. You've got those.
Okay.
Well, somebody's got to come up and see you then.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, all right, thanks,
Diane. Enjoy your day.
All right, yeah,
bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, I think we can get to a rundown, Joe. It's about 25 after.
Not going to run very fast.
No, don't have to.
It was a slight morning, but yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Thanks, Isaiah was here. We filled the time slot.
Yes.
Right?
Happy to.
Happy to. Good. All right. We started off with Aaron from the public health nurse here in Petersburg. And they are giving away an old bookcase that they have no room for in their new facilities up at the WERC building, which is work, if you want to spell it. Anyhow, so that's where they're at. If you're looking for the public health nurse these days, they're no longer in the horseshoe at the medical center. And that's where the bookcase will be, though, where the old office used to be. It'll be sit there. It's taken apart so you can put it back together. But it's rather large, he said, so you better have some space if you're going to go look at it anyway.
The horseshoe.
Well, isn't that, that's what...
No, I know. That's
you
a
refer
good,
to that as a horseshoe?
It's a good description.
That's, I've heard that the parking area down there is kind of a horseshoe.
Especially because is that elevated tank access still right in the center?
I think so.
So that really makes it a horseshoe.
Yeah.
Don't go in the center.
No. But anyhow, so that's there. And Stan called. He's got a Toyo stove for sale. It's an older stove. It's a smaller size, not the big one. It's the next size down, he says. And he said Apex just went through it, refurbished it, make sure everything's up and running. And he's looking for $200 for that. If you're interested in Toyo, call Stan at 772-3139. And a caller called, and they have a wooden rocker for sale. It's got a padding on the seats in the back. The padding is green. She wants $50 for it. If you're interested in that, call 907-518-4220. And Diane called, and she still has some fishing line, some rope up for a giveaway at the end of 804 Joa. There's also one of those artificial fake fireplaces with a log in it, and it's kind of got brick-looking front. But it works. That's for free. And car chains, if you're interested. You might want to see what size car chains, because winter's coming. And that's all we have today, Tom. Sorry.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, there is a clock is ticking. Next Tuesday is the deadline to file your paperwork if you'd like to be on the ballot as an elected official in Petersburg. The borough election comes up the first week of October. Next Tuesday, 4:30 p.m. is the deadline to get paperwork in. Some of those offices require you to get registered voters to sign a sheet of paper endorsing you, endorsing your candidacy. Yeah. And then, so that's like for, that's for mayor, assembly, hospital board, and school board, I believe.
There's just a few.
Perhaps.
I don't think planning.
You'll find that out. No, I don't think planning, zoning, or harbor board or any of those do, or library board, that sort of thing. But you'll find all that out if you go down to get your paperwork. And that's in the municipal building. You can also find all the paperwork on KFSK's online community calendar, and it's also on the borough's website as well. But again, the important thing is the deadline is next Tuesday. That is the 26th at 4:30 p.m. Get the paperwork into the borough office.
You want me to sign your petition, Tom? Are you out here yet?
I don't have... Nope, I'm not doing it, Joe. I thought you were.
I'm busy.
You should. With your experience with the city then the borough.
I'm too busy.
So busy.
Too busy.
So busy, Joe. All right, that wraps up Tradio. Thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks, we'll do it again on Friday morning. And we've got a health tip from the medical center coming up next. We'll have the jet report for you from Viking Travel coming up shortly. And then coming up at 10 o'clock, dyslexia will be the topic of the healthcare statewide discussion. That's on line one coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Hope you have a great day.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.